it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Mie. Welcome to another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you are having a good morning, afternoon, night, week, wherever you're listening and whatever time of day you're listening. So yeah, my week was pretty good. Just a bunch of work stuff. Basically just work. My work week was good, and that was kind of what I had going on. Not much besides that. It was kind of a chill week, but also just kind of making sure that there's finishing touches on different stuff because we're about to go, well, we're in production for an issue of the magazine, but we're about to have more people come in, and so, you know, stuff needs to be done by the time other people are supposed to come in and do their jobs. Anyway, it was a really good week, so yeah, it was a pretty good week. Also, last night, my sisters and I, we had a movie night, and of course, we watched The Devil Wears Prada. Favorite movie. I love that movie. And there's always stuff that I forget about The Devil Wears Prada. You know the general story of the movie, but then you forget other things. Like, I knew, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen The Devil Wears Prada, if you haven't, go watch it for me because it's awesome. But if you haven't seen it, spoiler. But obviously I remember that Nigel doesn't get his job that he expects to get. And you remember that scene where Miranda kind of throws him under the bus to save her and Job. And you remember that scene. I remember that scene. But what I didn't remember is the scene beforehand. And I kind of remembered the scene a little bit, but not exactly what was said. But the scene beforehand where he's having champagne with Andy and talking about his job, the new job that he's going to have. And he's like, oh, I'm going to finally be able to see Paris when I'm here. And it's going to be amazing. And 18 years of just like not being able to say no. Now I can kind of like take control of my life and everything. So different scenes that you forget like that make the scenes that you remember even worse or better, you know. It makes it even more strong, even stronger, even more emotional. I truly don't know if I'll ever get sick of that movie because there's always something, you know, the jokes that Emily Blunt's character says, that she says, her jokes still hit, they're still funny. I still laugh out loud every time I hear her say a line. I know it's coming. I know what the line is, but her delivery and just like the, I don't know, the scene. It's just great. I always laugh about it. So I love that movie and I don't think I'll ever get sick of it. So anyway, had a great movie night. We tried to do Jello shots. They were weird. How do you do Jello shots, people? Do you have to wait for them to like defrost? I mean, they're not frozen. I'm saying we didn't freeze them. Don't think that I'm stupid, but we didn't freeze them. But you know, do you have to let them like liquefy a little bit before you do them? I don't know, they're very weird. I had a strawberry one, it was okay. I don't know. And so we had, you know, that we had popcorn, candy. It was just a really good night, so I really enjoyed that. I don't know, yesterday, I'm recording on a Saturday anyway, so Friday, I was feeling a little bit like blah and kind of like meh and just kind of down in the dumps a little bit and not really all that peppy and happy and whatever. And it's been a really long time, I think it's been a long time. It feels like it's been a long time since I felt that way. I've just had like a really off day and just been really kind of just, I don't know, can't really get myself up, whatever. So I really enjoyed that break, watching a really good movie and just kind of chilling out and hanging with my sisters. You know, that's basically where you'll find me, you know, when I need some laughs and some happiness or whatever, just hanging around with my sisters. And so, yeah, I've been feeling kind of blah this weekend. I'm not really, I don't know, it's just been a while since I felt like this, so it's kind of unexpected and just kind of like, okay, so that's what we're doing. It's still been a really good weekend. I hung out outside today. It's been a gorgeous day, and so that's been great. The weather's been super nice, so I really appreciated that. And yeah, this morning was very, very productive, which was awesome. I washed some clothes I've been meaning to wash for a little bit. And so I did that, and I cleaned out my purse. Sometimes you just need to do that and get all the junk out that you don't need. Now I feel like it's a little bit lighter, a little bit more streamlined, and I kind of have a process going of like, you know, where stuff is in my purse and all of that. So that needed to be done. I also cleaned up some shelves in my room. And so it's been a good and productive day, but just kind of like in the in-between moments, I'm kind of like, eh, meh, whatever. Like, I don't know. So anyway, That is why I'm doing a story time episode today. I keep a running list in my notes on my laptop of stories that I want to be able to tell on the podcast at some point or another. And I kind of keep them because sometimes an inspiration will spark me and I'll be like, hey, it made me think of that story. And so I tell the story, and then there's also like a lesson to be learned or something. And so sometimes I'll do episodes like that. And then other times I'll just do really big story time episodes. And so I love to do story time episodes when I don't exactly know what else to do. And because I'm in kind of a weird blah mood today, and I hope it's not rubbing off on you, I really don't want to be that person that comes on and complains and then you're left feeling sad. I'm sorry if that happened. These stories are very funny, so stay tuned for the stories. But I like to do these types of episodes when I'm not feeling like talking through things, or I'm not feeling like really reflecting all that much. I just really kind of want to record an episode and have it be happy and not really like necessarily go deep into like my life and how I'm feeling, because if I'm feeling blah, sometimes I don't want to talk about it. Sometimes I do, and I come on the podcast and I'm like, hey, so here's how I'm feeling, and it's okay to feel like this, or if you're feeling like this, here's what to do, or whatever. I'm not really in that mood today. I'm just kind of like in a weird mood, and I don't really want to like impart that to you. So we have some really fun stories from my life today, which I love these types of episodes. I love listening to these episodes when like on other people's podcasts. Anyway, so I love these episodes. So let's get into it. I don't know how to start this one off. It's very interesting. This one was really weird. So one time, my brother, two sisters, and I were driving down this road, and it's a really kind of long road. And we're just driving like normal, and there was a car. I think it was behind us. It was a car behind us, and they were kind of driving weird. And then they swerved around us, and this is not uncommon on this road. A lot of people want to go faster or whatever. There's not technically like speed limit signs up. I don't know. I guess there are, but it's like really far spaced out. And since the road is long, people are like, I forgot the speed limit. Let me go 80, you know? And so some people just don't like people who go to the speed limit. And so they'll just swerve around you, go on their merry way, and then you'll end up at the same stoplight together, and you'll be like, wow, was that necessary? No, it wasn't. So anyway, there was a car behind us, and so it swerved around us, and we're like, okay, you're one of those people. And then it slammed on brakes, and we were like, what? And so my brother was driving, so it was defensive driving, and so he swerved into the next lane, which luckily there was no one coming. And so then they just like were in front of us, and they stopped, and I think they had their flashers on maybe, or they kept braking. And I hope I'm telling the story right. My siblings are going to listen to this episode and be like, you told it all wrong. Oh, well, whatever. They can start their own podcast one day, and then they can tell the story correctly. Anyway, so they stopped the car. Eventually, we all stopped our cars. And this woman gets out, and she is like, something hit my car. Something of your car hit my car. And we're like, what? And so it was just weird. And so my brother was kind of irritated because she had almost caused us to have an accident, she'd almost caused us to crash into the back of her car. Luckily, he's a good driver, so he didn't crash into the back of the car. But anyway, she would not let it go. She's like, something hit my car. And so she was like, I think it was a rock. I think it was a rock from your car. I'm really sure it was a rock. And then all of a sudden, the pebble that she was talking about started to get bigger. And she was like, it's really big. There's a crack in my windshield. And my brother looked, and he's like, ma'am, there's not a crack on your windshield. There's really nothing wrong. I don't know. Sometimes rocks happen, and I don't know what to tell you. I was driving perfectly safely, and I don't know what to tell you. So he was being polite. Meanwhile, my older sister's in the back seat, like freaking out. She's just like, and we didn't do anything wrong. It's not like that. But she's just freaking out because she says not like confrontation. And so, which I can relate to, but I was kind of laughing at her because she was very dramatic about it. So she's like, oh my gosh. Anyway, so then this rock that she's talking about, all of a sudden it gets big, and it's bigger, and it's bigger. And she's like, oh, this huge rock hit my windshield. Then she comes out with, no, it was a luggage rack. The luggage rack on your car just like came off and hit my car. I am not kidding you that she said that. And she was like, your luggage rack. And my brother's like, ma'am, I don't even have a luggage rack. Like, what are you talking about? And so she was gonna call the police. And so she ended up calling the police, and she told them the wrong road. We didn't really bother her sorry, I mean, we didn't bother to correct her because, I mean, she just kept saying it's this road. And I'm like, it's not this road. Like, that's just not the road. But why were, I don't know, we didn't do anything wrong. And her car was perfectly fine. And so we were like, okay. And so she kept insisting that our non-existent luggage rack hit her car. And we were like, what? And so eventually we called our mom because we were just like, oh my gosh. Like, this was several years ago, but we still called her and we were like, this woman will not leave us alone, you know? We don't want to drive away, but like, we don't know what to do. And so our mom eventually comes. And so she comes up and she's like, ma'am, do you need any help? And she's like, no, ma'am, I don't. And then my mom's like, ma'am, those are my kids. And so my mom is very, she is very awesome because she knows how to talk to people. She's very polite. Even when the lady's being like ridiculous, she's like very polite. And she's like, oh, I know this road is just so like, you know, it's so dangerous. So many potholes, you know, whatever. And so she'll like just talk to people and she's just so nice. And so, we, by the way, we were not being nice, but it was just, we were just like, how do we deal with you? We don't know. And so eventually she calls her husband and her husband's like, what are you doing? Like, don't bother them with this. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's ridiculous. So basically he kind of took our side and he was just kind of like, this is a bunch of nonsense. Like, what are you doing? Eventually she's like, okay, like, that's fine. Like, it's all right. Things happen. Your luggage rack. Like, I was like, would you not realize that a luggage rack hit your car? Like, are you kidding me? And so she ended up driving away and it was fine. But I was just like, what? And so we still talk about it to this day. I actually have a picture of my sister when she was in the middle of freaking out in the back of the car. She's like slouched in the back seat and she's looking out the window and she's got this like really just like stressed out face. She had just come from student teaching and then this happened and she was just stressed and she was just, it was hilarious. So sometimes I'll pull up that picture and show it to her and she's just like, yeah, that was really, really, really scary and just a stupid situation. So anyway, pro tip guys, don't lie about someone's luggage rack hitting your car because I think that's a pretty obvious lie. Anyway, alrighty, so this next story is actually very, very recent. It's from graduation. And I did not tell the story on my graduation recap because it was gonna run the moment of like, today was perfect, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But if you listen to my graduation recap video or video podcast, you know what? I think in past podcast episodes, I've said, hey guys, welcome to my video, or like, I hope you enjoyed this video. Yeah, it's a podcast. I'm sorry. You're not seeing my face. But yeah, anyway. So if you remember in my podcast recap episode, that's hard to say, but I said that my family and I, after the ceremony, we went to the school parking lot and we drank champagne in the parking lot. It was just a really good time and I enjoyed it. It's probably like one of the most fun things that happened that day because I wasn't expecting it. I just thought it was hilarious that we were drinking champagne in the school parking lot. It's not crazy, it's not wild or anything, it's just hilarious. And so anyway, so we drank champagne and then I was on the way, we got ice cream afterwards. We were like on the way to the ice cream shop. I'm really not good at telling the story, I'm sorry. But on the way there, I was making fun of some of my siblings who were like feeling a little bit like tipsy or something. They were just kind of like, oh my gosh, like, wow, I haven't eaten anything today, and then champagne. And I 100% was not, you know, feeling anything. And so I was making fun of them. I'm like, oh my gosh, can't hold your alcohol, you know, you're just like, whatever. And so we arrived to the ice cream shop. And it's so funny. And so this ice cream shop's so cute. And there are people outside, little families eating their ice cream, whatever. And so we pull up and our car sits really high. And so you know, my dad and brothers are gentlemen, so they'll offer their hands and we'll take their hands and get out of the car. They help us out of the car. It's very nice. So my younger brother offered me his hand and I took it. And my dress, like as I was getting down, the heel of my high heels, of my shoe caught on my dress, and I could not get my leg, like the back, I don't know how to describe it, but it caught on the back of my dress. I could not like push my leg forward because it was caught. So when I tried to push my leg forward, I ended up tripping out of the car in front of all of these families who are out there having their ice cream, just enjoying their Saturday. And I fell out of the car, and believe me, guys, I fell onto my knees all the way down. It was horrible. I was wearing sunglasses. They were askew on my face. This is ridiculous. And yeah, I was completely sober. I promise. I promise you. And I was the one who was making fun of people, and I was the one who fell out of that car. And so my dad looks down at me and he's like, oh, do you need help? Because, you know, they know I'm embarrassed. So the thing that you do when you're embarrassed is you pick people back up, like you get right back up and you're just like, you're fine, you're everything. Well, I couldn't get up because my shoe was still caught in my dress. And so I said, get it off. And my sister, who's still in the car, thinks that there's like a bug or something. One of my sisters really does not like bugs. And so she thought it was a bug or something. And so she was kind of like, what is happening? You know? So they remove my heel from my dress and I get up and my dignity is a little bit like bruised. But so is my knee, and my knee is also scraped up. And guys, I had a bruise covering my knee for like a week, 2 weeks afterwards. It's horrible. I like have just now gotten rid of it. And so yeah, it's really, really bad. And so it was just so funny. It was hilarious because I was completely sober and I was 100% klutzy. And I mean, to be honest, the heel catching on my dress was not my fault necessarily. It's just something that happens. But yeah, that's what you get for making fun of your siblings. And then you're the one who ends up face planting into the pavement in front of families with little children eating their ice cream cones. By the time we went back out, they were all gone. And I was so embarrassed. But I was also like having such a good day that it didn't really matter. And we still joke about it. And we're like, oh, well, like the whole day, everyone was like, oh, don't trip out of the car. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's try this again. So I didn't tell that on the recap because I just felt like it was like, kind of ruining the vibe of a really good day. And it's out there now. That's fun. I don't know why I do this to myself. Hey y'all, it's sponsor time. This episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens. You know how you always want to eat more vegetables and get more nutrients but have a hard time doing it? Well, I was recently introduced to Athletic Greens and they make health and nutrition really, really easy. I know I personally don't have a lot of time to track how many vegetables I've had in a day, and with AG1, you don't have to. It has a mild tropical taste that you will actually look forward to each morning, and it takes the guesswork out of health. So, what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and also helps with aging. I love how easy it is. You just do one scoop and then you're ready to go. I also love how it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, AG1 has got you covered. You don't have to worry, and it's kind of a one-size-fits-all solution. Also, it costs you less than $3 a day. So you are investing in your health, and it's cheaper than any sort of coffee or cold brew habit you might have. No judgment, but it's cheaper than that, and it helps with your health. It has also been recommended by professional athletes, so you know that this stuff works. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership of your health and to pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All of that will be linked down below. Next story is, this is a really long time ago, and I really didn't remember this story until randomly we started talking about this at the dinner table, and I just started cracking up. I couldn't get over it. And so, yeah. So one time we were on a soccer team when we were younger, and there were a bunch of very interesting personalities. I feel like almost all the kids on that soccer team had really interesting personalities. There was this one girl who was into demolition and like destroying things, and I vividly remember her saying something like destruction, like Just in general, she was interesting. And then there was another guy. There was a guy who was the coach's son. And of course, he was like amazing. And all his little friends on the team were amazing at soccer. So they were the ones who were like scoring the goals and they thought they were going to be amazing. Actually, I never know what happened to him. So I should honestly try and look him up and see if he got, you know, if he went forward into soccer or something. I don't know. And then, yeah, just a lot of personalities on this team. And so there was this one guy and he was very rude. We were kids, so like this one kid who was really, really rude. He was very ugly, very snotty. He was friends with the coach's son and he was just like, he was like, I'm better than everyone and, you know, whatever. And his name was Nicholas. And he was just not nice. He was just a rude guy. And so some of my siblings started calling him Nickabrick, which is this really rude character in Narnia. And I don't know if anyone is getting the joke because I don't know if how many of you have seen Narnia. But behind his back, we were calling him Nickabrick. And it was just basically something for us to laugh at because he was really insufferable and very rude. And so eventually, somehow, this kid found out that we called him Nickabrick. And so then he's like, oh, is that the guy from Narnia? And then we're like, yes. And we're like, oh my gosh, what's he gonna think? Somehow he thought it was cool. He was like, oh, cool. And so it kind of became like he became nicer to us because he thought that he had like an in with us. Like we gave him a nickname, even though it was the name of this really rude character. It blows my mind. I don't know. And so we eventually used it as like a nickname and we said it to his face and we're like, hey, Nickabrick. And he's like, hey, how you doing? And it was so weird. Also, the coach's son had a bad haircut one day, but he thought it was cool. But then everyone started calling him Dora and he didn't think it was cool anymore. Anyway, that soccer team was very interesting. We went to the championships. Cool. I didn't do much, but it was fun. Anyway, all right, the next and last story that I'm going to tell was from, like, I think it was last week, honestly. One day, I was invited by a coworker to this dinner that was happening after work. It was kind of like it was a dinner put on by some health organization in the city, and it was a really cool dinner, and so I was like, yeah, sure. He's like, it's late notice, it's tonight. No, it was the day after, he told me, so it was like, it's late notice, it's tomorrow night, but do you want to come? And so I was like, yeah, sure, I want to come. And so I went after work the next day, and so it was downtown, so I drove downtown, and I parked in this parking garage that is connected to the venue, and so I went in, and it was really ironic. I saw someone from a past internship that I had who worked at that company, and so that was really fun. That was a nice little reunion, and so I miss all of those people. So I was just like, oh my gosh, how's everyone? And it was a really little nice unexpected reunion. But anyway, so I went into the dinner. First thing, they like couldn't find my name on the list, and I was like, oh no, this is my first like after work social type of activity, and I'm gonna like not be allowed in because I can't find my name. So they're like, do you know who you're sitting by? And so I told them some of my coworkers' names who I knew would be there, and then they were like, okay, like cool, so here's your table. And so I went in, and it was a really good night. They had they had food and it was good. The reason I'm laughing is another coworker, not the one who invited me, but another one who came in. She was just really funny the next day talking about the food. And so they had this really good cheesecake. Oh my gosh, I really want that cheesecake. Like, her and I both thought that it was amazing. Like, we're like, we could eat more than one piece. And I didn't even finish my whole piece because there was at one point during the dinner that the dinner was like a presentation and then also a meal. So you ate and then you like watched a lot of people speak about how awesome this health organization was, which granted, it did sound awesome. I'm not trying to like make fun of it. But I realized through the dinner, you know, I would take a bite of cheesecake and then I would watch the presentation, listen and, you know, applaud and, you know, all the stuff. And then I would take another bite of cheesecake. And eventually, as the night wore on, I didn't want to just gobble up my cheesecake real quick, even though it was that good. But as the night wore on, I realized I was the only one at the table still eating cheesecake. You know, I was still taking bites of my cheesecake. And so I felt really awkward about it. just inside. And so I ended up not finishing the cheesecake because I didn't want to be the only one eating, and kind of regretting that now, but it was really good cheesecake. It was like this lemon blueberry. I don't know. Super good. Anyway, so it was a really good night. And so my coworker walked me to my car afterwards, which is very sweet of her. She and her husband walked me to my car because it was in a parking garage, and parking garages are a little scary. So I am in this line of cars who are waiting to go out of this parking garage. And we're all facing one direction, which is where the exit is, which is, it's like the direction we came in. We're facing the opposite direction to go out. So I say my rosary. So I say the rosary every night. And so I say my rosary. That takes about 20-ish minutes. And so by the time I'm done, we have not moved at all. I'm just in this line of cars and we're just waiting. So we wait about 15 more minutes and we still are not moving. And so I'm texting my mom and we're laughing about the situation. At one point, I just turn my car off because I'm like, I am not wasting gas. And I'm just like, why does my car need to be on? We're not moving anywhere. And so we're just laughing about the situation. Then I see that a lot of the cars have started going the opposite direction and they seem to be fine. No one's coming back into the parking garage being like, oops, there was no way out. They just like don't come back. And I'm like, they got out of here. That's great. So a lot of the cars started following them and I just followed them because it seems like it was working. So we go that direction, which it leads to a different exit out of the parking garage. So I was like, yes. So I get out of the parking garage finally. So it's been about like 30, 40 minutes and the path leads across this railroad track to get to the road, the main road that I need to get on. And so I am three cars away from the other side of the tracks, basically, when the red lights on the railroad track start blinking, and then the arm goes down, and a train comes. So we are waiting for this really long train. I'm texting my mom. I'm like, oh my gosh, this train is just, it's super long. There's a train, like we're just waiting. And so I've been sending like play-by-play updates to her. And at this point, people were like pacing around. They were like getting out of their cars because this train would not stop going. And so we're like, oh my gosh, another 20 minutes. Well, right when I'm like, this train is really long, and thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to be like 20 minutes till we're out of here. This really long train just starts slowing down. And then eventually it stops. So we're behind the stopped train. And it stops for like 10 to 15 minutes. And by now, more people are out of their car. And they're just pacing around. They're looking to see if there are any other exits anywhere else. Like, if you could possibly, like, go between the cars of the train or something. People were desperate to get out of here. We're just like, oh my gosh. Because we've been in the parking garage for like 30 minutes. And then we were waiting another like 20 minutes for this train. And it was just, So the train stops for like 15 minutes. And I think people are asking, like, they're like, should we ask people? Like, I don't know. And so part of me was like, did they park the trains here? Is this where they keep them for the night? I don't know. It just seems like I'm never going to get out of here. I was literally thinking I'm going to have to drive straight to work because I'm literally going to not be able to go home because I'm going to be out too late and I'll just have to drive to work. Yay. And so eventually the train starts moving, and so we wait another 10 minutes for the train to leave and for the train to end, and it's nighttime, and so a lot of the cars are black and some of the cars are white, and so every time I see like a black car like go past, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be done, and then a white car will come past because I couldn't tell like that the black car was there because it was black and it was blending in with everything. And so then the white car would come and I would be like, no. And so it was frustrating. Good thing that I had a really good time at this dinner. I kind of felt like that was starting me getting a lot more comfortable with my coworkers and a lot more like not invested. I've always been invested. Honestly, when I was intern, I was still invested. But I guess more used to like office culture and stuff because I really just want to fit in at work. And I feel like super, super comfortable, which is great. And so, yeah, the train eventually passes, thank God. And so I'm going off the road and finally get on the main road and we're going home and it's great. And yeah, it took me like an hour or two. No, not two, but like an hour 15 minutes to get out of the parking garage after the event was over. So it was great. Also, I was driving without my headlights on for a little bit, which is, I know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, because basically when you're bumper to bumper with people and they have their like lights on, all you see is their rear lights. And so I didn't remember that I didn't have, because I drove in the daytime and I don't have my headlights on in the day. And so I forgot, since it was nighttime and all I've been seeing is their headlights or their taillights, that I didn't have my headlights on. So when I got on the road, I was kind of just driving because I know the road, but a car behind me started flashing their lights. And so then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I need headlights. And so I turned my headlights on, and then they drove past me in the other lane, and they went like beep beep, and they honked their horn. And it was really friendly. It was really nice. I wonder, I don't know if they were someone behind me from the parking garage incident, and they were like, yeah, me too. Like, good luck with your life. We've shared this bond, and we will forever be connected by our hour in the parking garage. But anyway, that was a really funny story. It was great. It was a really good night, and so it wasn't one of those things that was like horrible, but it was just really funny, and I enjoy telling that story. So anyway, wow, those are the stories that I have to tell you, and yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It kind of got me out of my funk a little bit. So if you're having kind of a off day, or even just a day where you just need some funny things, encouragement, something like that, just listening to funny stories, I hope that you enjoyed this. So yeah, all right, I love you so much, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.